Okay, when Nun Hey Amid Beis. With the first lines get wide, 8 lines from there where it says Amir Avone. I know it's at the first Nun Hey Amid Beis. Yeah, Nun Hey Amid Beis. The first area where it gets wide. Amir Avone.
Oh yeah, Ravuna.
8 lines where it starts getting wide the first time. Okay, the Gemara is talking about the dreams now. Amar Avuna Bar Ami Amar Rapidos. Rav Huna Bar Ami said the name of Rapidos and the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Horei Chaleim, if somebody has a dream, V'nafshi Aguma, and he's upset about it, Yelech V'yiftarenu B'fnei Shleish, you should have the dream interpreted in front of 3 people. One second. Fractus, the Gemara says, Yiftarenu, should he actually have the dream interpreted? It's not good to interpret a dream. Why? V'amir Rav Chista said, Chalma delay mifshir, a dream that's not been interpreted, ki garta delay mikra, is like a letter that you didn't read. In other words, you're safe, because if you don't interpret the dream, you're safe. It's like a letter that you didn't read, so you don't know what's in it. So therefore, why are you telling the person to go interpret the dream? It's better not to. So the Gemara answers, Ala'ema, what it means is, don't have it interpreted, Yativanu b'fnei shleisha. He should, 3 people should make it good. Yativanu, what's called hatovas chalom, they should say that the dream is good. So the Gemara says, what should he do? Leisit t'losa, let him gather 3 people. V'leimu, let him say to them, he should say to them, Chem el tova chazoi, I have seen a good dream. And they should say to him, Tovahu, it's good, v'tova levin, it may be good. Rachamana l'shavi l'tev, may Hashem make it into a good dream. Sheva zimnan ligzer alach min shemaya. The levi tova may be decreed upon you 7 times in heaven that it be good. The yavet tova may be good. In other words, you should do what's called tovas chalom, which means that the people interpret it that it's a good dream. So the Gemara says, v'leim roshala shafuches. Why don't you say the 3 verses of transformation? Because it says, there's 3 times you'll see the Gemara is going to quote the Pesukim that say we transform the bad to good. In other words, why are they just telling him you've seen a good dream? Obviously, it's like a bad dream because it bothers the person. So why don't they say better Pesukim rather than just telling him, yeah, it's a good dream, good dream, good dream? Let him say it's transformed from bad to good, which is even better. Like the Gemara says, V'leim Shalosh Shafuchis, why don't they tell him the 3 transformations of the dreams? V'shalosh peduyos, and 3 verses of redemption. V'shalosh shleimus, and 3 psukim of peace. The Gemara is going to say exactly what they are now. Shalosh hafuchis, what are the 3 psukim of transformation? It says the first one we say in davening, in mizmor shir, hafachta mizpedi, you transform my mourning, lemochali, for dancing. So you've transformed the sadness into happiness. Pitachta saki, you undid my, you opened up my sack that I'm wearing. Vatazreini simcha, and you gave me simcha. You girded me with simcha. And the next pasuk is, astisma psula b'mochel, that the young girl will rejoice with dancing. Ubachurim uskenim yachta, together with the young people and the old people. Vafachti evlam lasosin, and I will transform their mourning into joy. And the third pasuk is, V'le'av Hashem alekech l'shmei al Bilam. Hashem didn't want to listen to Bilam when he wanted to curse the Jews. V'yafich, and Hashem transformed the curses into a bracha. So that's the first question. Why doesn't he say the 3 psukim of transforming bad to good? Shalosh peduyos, and the 3 verses of redemption. Like it says, Pod v'shalom nafshi mikrovli, that he redeemed my soul in peace, b'shalom, from battles. Of the second one is of Duyve Hashem Yeshuvan, that the redeemed of Hashem will return, meaning, and the pasuk continues, they'll come back to Tzion with singing and dancing. And the next pasuk, V'yema Amal Shol, Hayenesin Yomus, should Yenesin die, Asha Asa Yeshua, that achieved this great salvation for the Jews. So you see that there'll be peace. Sholosh Shleimes, 3 level, the pasukim of peace. It says in the Pasuk, Beri nifs vasayim. Hashem will create a speech for the lips. Shalom, shalom, l'rachik u'lakarit. Peace, peace, from far in here, as we say, v'yitam l'cha. Amar Hashem, Hashem says, u'ravasiv, and I will heal him, meaning the Yidin. The next Pasuk is, v'ruach lavshas amasai, that the Spirit came to amasai, v'amartam, and he said, koy l'chay. This is the third Pasuk. You can say to him, this is the success for life. Koy l'chay, this is the thing for life. V'ata shalom, v'beitcha shalom, peace be on you, and peace be on your household. Okay? So now, the Gemara still is not answering the question yet. And the Gemara says, Ameimad umarzutar v'ravashi, Ameimad umarzutar v'ravashi, they were sitting together. And Bukhlal, when the people from the Gemara sat together, they didn't talk Lashon Hara. They talked Gemara, talked Taira. Amri kochad v'chad minon. So each one said to the next, you know what? Leim emilsed leishmi leilachavi. Why doesn't each one teach us something we never heard before? Let each one say something in Taira that we never heard. It'd be a new thing. So what happened? Pasachad minayel, one of them opened their mouth and said the following. Hai man dechaza chalma, a person who has a dream. V'lo yada maychaza, and doesn't know what he's seen. That means he doesn't know if the dream is good or bad. Or the mashal learns he doesn't remember what the dream is. What should he do? Leikim kame kahana, he should stand before the kohanim. Be'idna the parti yodeo, but the parsi yodeo, when they spread out their hands to duchen, v'chaz koyanim, v'lei mahochi, and this is what you should say. Ribeinu shalaylam, ani shalach, I am yours, v'chalameisi shalach, and my dreams are yours. Chaleim chalamti, I dreamt a dream, v'en yodea mao, I don't know what it is. Ben shalchalamti, ani la'atmi, whether I dreamt about myself, or ben shalchom ali chavere, or my friends dreamt about me, or ben shalchol alchamti alachedim, or whether I dreamt about somebody else. Im tevim heim, if they're good, chaskim v'yam seim, strengthen them and make them stronger, kechalem yisef shel yisef, like the dreams of yisef. V'im tzichim erfoin, if they need healing, because, you know, it's a dangerous dream, refoim, heal them, kamei marai de meisha rabbeinu, like the waters of marai that were bitter, and meisha rabbeinu threw in the stick, and it sweetened the water, right after kriyas yamsuf. Uchamiryam mitzaratan, like Miriam was healed from her leprosy. Uchachiske micholyan, like Chizkia was healed from his illness. Uchameyerechai de Elisha, like they healed the waters of Yericho, also through Elisha, that he made the waters pure. Uchshem she'avachta kilas bilam arasha levracha, just like you transformed the klala, the curse of Bilam, to good. Kintapech kocha lemeisei ole leteva, the same thing, you should transform all my dreams for good. By the way, this is what we say, Bichas Koyanim. It's because the Gemara says, in case you ever have bad dreams, why? Because at the time, the Kohenim are blessing, it's like a time of bracha from Hashem. So it's an opportune time to chaparayin, that in case there are bad dreams, they should...
Well,
the Gemara is going to say one thing. You don't have to necessarily wait. One second, the Gemara is not going to say... No, one second. And the last three words you should finish when the Kohanim do. Why? The Anir Tziburi Amen. That everybody should answer Amen when they say V'yosim L'chosh Sholem. When the people are answering Amen. So they're answering Amen and your prayer. Okay. Now, V'ilai, what happens if you finished your prayer before the Kohanim? So then... they're not saying Amen on your tefillah because you already finished. So he says, what should you do? Dei mahachi, this is what you should say. And this is what we say right after Birchas Koyanim. On top of the page over there. Adi b'amorim, the one that rests on high. Sheichem b'gvura, here it is, one who dwells in power. Ata shalom, v'shimcha shalom, you are peace, your name is peace. Yiratum efanachem, may be your will. Shatosim aleinu shalom, that you should grant us peace. So this is what the first one said. The first rabbi said something the other two didn't know, that if you have a bad dream, what should you do? Go to the Koyanim when they duchen, and say this prayer, and finish when the Chazan, the Koyanim do, that you should be able to, everybody should answer, I mean.
Is this something you learn from tradition, or you just make it up, or where
No, no. This is what he heard from... Yeah. Nobody made up anything here. The rabbis didn't make up anything. The people think they did. That's why they complained that, hey, what's this? No big deal. They didn't make anything. He said something that the other two didn't learn. Don't forget, everything was oral in those days. Okay, Mishnah was already written, but the Gemara was oral. So everybody heard things from their teachers that not everybody else heard, because it wasn't printed in the books that everybody could have learned it. Mishnah, everybody learned, because it was already written. But the Gemara, I mean, all these things, this was tradition. And therefore, he said it. Pasach Iyo, the other one, so don't forget, there were three rabbis, each one had to say something. So the second one opened up his mouth and said, Pasach, he began and said, Hi, man, the Ayo Lamas, person is traveling to a city. V'dachel mi'in nebisha, and he's afraid of an iron harder there. He's afraid of becoming an iron harder. And we'll discuss over here what they say, what iron harder is. Linkate, zekafa the yadi diyamina. Let him take the thumb of his right hand and put it beyadu the smaller into his left hand. V'zakfa the yadu the smaller. Let him take the thumb of his left hand beyadu the yamina in the right hand. That means you take your, go like this. You switch thumbs into the other hand. The right thumb into the left hand, left thumb into the right hand. Yeah, something like that. And you say the following. V'lei mahochi, should say this. Ana plaini bar plaini, I so and so. Mizar de Yosef kasina. I come from the children of Yosef. What do you mean I come from the thing of Yosef? The Leshalta be'ena bisha, that Yosef was blessed that there should never be an ayin hara. Why? Shenemer, because it says, Bein peiros Yosef, Yosef is a charming son, Bein peiros a charming son, alei ayin, that meaning, simply it means to the eye, alei ayin to the eye. But don't read it, I'll take it, alei ayin, ele olei ayin. He rises olei ayin, he's above ayin hara. In other words, so what you basically, if you're afraid of Ayin Hara, why you put the thumbs? I haven't the faintest idea. But bottom line is that a person says that I come from Yosef, and therefore Yosef is above Ayin Hara, so there's no Ayin Hara for me.
If he doesn't come from Yosef.
No, he says anyway. He says, I come from Yosef. Because Yosef is called the leader of the Bnei Yisrael. Yosef was, in fact, the Pasuk says, Neya Katzen Yosef. Hashem should lead us like the Tzen of Yosef. Chassidus brings us down a lot. That Yosef is, like just in Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rebbe of all Yidden, Yosef is also the... So everybody can say, I come from...
I was there.
That's what this person says. But another person said, Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina Amar, who wasn't one of the three there, but Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina said, Mehacha is a different source. Where do you see that Yosef doesn't have Ayin Hara? Because they were told, V'yidgu l'arev, Yaakov Avinu, said when he benched Amalach HaGoyal Isi, that everybody says. So Yaakov told Yosef, V'yidgu l'arev, they should multiply like fish, dog, beket of artists in the land. So ma dogim shebiyam, just like the fish in the ocean. Mayim mechasim aleim, the water covers them and you don't see them. Vein ayin hara sheletus, therefore there's no ayin hara. Avzad shel Yosef, the same thing the Pasuk is saying. With Yaakov blessed Yosef, an ayin hara shel letus behem, the ayin hara doesn't control them. In other words, you know that fish multiply a lot. They have a lot of offspring. So it says, why? Because they're covered by the yam. And the Gemara says in many places, ein abracha sheira ela adover asamu min ayin. A bracha is only there on something concealed. Something that's open, you're afraid of ayin hara. But if it's hidden, nobody can see it, excuse me, then you're not afraid of ayin hara, because you can't see it, you can't see it. Yeah, right, but it says why, but what's the inyan? The inyan is because there's no, it's not shy. Oh, you're right, Hashem blessed him a lot.
How can you hide a house?
So, b'chlau,
that's one of the rabbis that visited my house, and, you know, just before the dump, he said, you have to put a head of a fish,
first of all, it says in many places, Ayin Hara only bothers you
when you believe in it.
Yeah, exactly. But Bechlal, he brings down over here, a few explanations of what the concept of Ayin Hara. Maral Zmir Prag says it's a destructive force of nature, it's a spiritual force through jealous attention. It's taka like a spiritual force that can hurt people. But there's another explanation which is probably more understood in simpler language, and that is the mashal, to give a gashmis de gamashal. You could do things that the city will let you get away with. The city will like turn the other eye. But when people complain, then the city can't just turn the other way. I mean, then the city has to say, hey, you need to do this legally. But if nobody complains, like the city can let you get away with things that you normally don't do. So it says, one second. So it says that when the Eibishter, a lot of times, Hashem a lot of times gives people brachas. They don't necessarily deserve it. But like, you know, nobody complains, have it. When people give you a bad eye, what's a bad eye? They said they're jealous and they say, why should this person get it? I mean, they think that way at least, or they look that way. So then, once somebody is complaining, so to speak, to Hashem, that person doesn't deserve it, so then Hashem has to deal with it, so to speak. He'll let you get away with a lot of things, but once there's an eye in Hara, then Hashem has to see, listen, somebody's complaining, I have to see if the person's worthy of it or not.
Even if nobody's complaining, the person himself might talk to me about it, do the same thing.
Yes.
Right. And also if somebody is about to do something and says it, I heard that like, by saying it, it kind of diminishes from the power of actually doing it.
By saying
it,
what?
An action before it happens. Right, like you say, I'm going to go and do such and such transaction or do such and such mitzvah. In advance of doing it, by saying it, he already
thinks it.
It diminishes, you know, the young, is that something?
But he says if you flaunt it, then you arouse divine judgment, and then Hashem has to reevaluate it. You know, this is basically the concept of Ayin Hara. Some people wear red things on their hand, they're supposed to take off Ayin Hara. A person normally cannot, but he says there is a concept of like you quote this in the Gemara, Ayiftach Pele Satan, don't open up your mouth to the Satan. If a person flaunts what he has, even if it's to himself like this, then Hashem can reevaluate the situation. You know, Hashem lets a person get away with a lot of things. Calls man, nobody makes a tumah. So Hashem can give somebody a brach for whatever reason. But then Hashem says, do you deserve it or not?
There is a mashal Arab, El Adam Thilith Mamaduk, which means a person says something, one third of what he said could be mitkayel.
We'll see you later about the Gemara, about Varim B'Telem in a dream. Is there a dream?
Jealousy, not.
Yeah. That's why there's a lot of Ayin Hara today.
It's valid right now. It's
now, what the Gemara is going to say an interesting thing, what you just asked. Delay. What happens if somebody's afraid of his own Ayin Hara? Mm-hmm. It means an Ayin Hara that he's giving himself. I'm sorry. Yeah, there's two ways of learning. One way of learning is either he's afraid of him giving somebody else an Ayin Hara, or some of Farshim learn if he's afraid of giving himself an Ayin Hara. Yeah. He said, what should he do? Let him look at the surface of his left nostril. Let him look down to the bottom of his left nostril. Okay, then the Gemara says, so this is the second Ameira. The first one said all about the dreams. You know, you do go to the Kohenim when they do chen and something. Then he says, if you're afraid of Ayin Hara, take your left thumb into the right hand, right thumb into the left hand, and say all these things, and so on. Then the third one says, Pasachi de Riyama, the third Ameira of this group, said the following. Hai man the cholish, a person who gets sick. Yema kamele legale. The first day he shouldn't reveal it to others that he's sick. Why? Kehecha de lelisra mazla. That he, his mazel shouldn't get worse.
The first day
that he's sick. In other words, he shouldn't open up his mouth to the satan. Meaning, if you talk about punishments that you might deserve, one might happen. So in other words, if a person starts publicizing that he's sick, the satan might come along and grab the opportunity to make it worse. He said, yeah, b'chlad, so obviously it applies probably to everything. Mikan ve'elach legali. Afterwards, he should reveal it. Okay? But the second day on, when the illness is already established, so then if you tell it to people, they may daven for you. So the first day, keep it to yourself, nobody should, the Sutton shouldn't get involved. And otherwise, then you should. Like the Gemara gives an example. Ki hadu Rava, ki hava cholish, when he would take ill, obviously I don't think it means getting a cold. I mean, obviously these people are talking about serious illness. Yayim akama le megale. When Rava felt sick, the first day he didn't tell anybody. Mikan ve'elach, afterwards, amale l'shame, he said to his servant, puk achris, go out and announce, Rava cholish, Rava is sick. It's unbelievable. Rava said, why? He says as follows. Man derochem li, whoever likes me, li boy alei rachm u daven for me. Uleman de son alei, and though that guy, one that hates me, so lech de li, he's going to be happy that I'm sick. Uksiv, and it says in the pasuk, bin fele vecha al tismach, when your enemy falls, don't be happy. Uvikosha, when he slips, al yogali becha, your heart should not be joyous. Pen yira Hashem v'ra be'enav, lest Hashem will see, and he'll be upset. V'heishiv me olav api, and he'll turn his anger from him to you. So Rabbi says, if I'm sick, tell people. The ones that, my friends, will daven for me. The evil, the ones that hate me, will be happy that I'm sick, and Hashem will get my illness to them. So Rabbi said, it's good to publicize it. Miman of Shach. My friends will daven, my enemies will be happy, and they'll get my illness, so it's good. It would be good. Shmuel, then the Gemara says, the famous Shmuel, Kavachaz Chama Bisha, when he saw a bad dream, Amr, he said the following. He quoted the pasuk that said, V'chalemis Hashav Yedaberu. Dreams speak lies. So when he had a bad dream, he quoted the pasuk that says, dreams lie. So therefore, the bad is a lie. Kavachazir chalma tava, when he saw a good dream, he said another pasuk that he says, v'chi achalemis hashav yedaberu. Do dreams speak lies? They don't speak lies. V'aksiv, like it says in the pasuk, v'chaleim adabebe. Hashem speaks to prophets in a chaleim. So you see, dreams are good. So he used it for his benefit. If he had a bad dream, he said, "What dreams don't lie." So it's lies. When he had a good dream, he said, "Dreams lie. Dreams don't lie. They're good." Rami asks the question. He says, "Well, these two psukim basically contradict each other. One pasuk says, Bachaleim adabibay. Hashem said they speak to the prophets in a dream, which means the dream is good." And yet another pasuk is chalem es hashav yidaberu, yidaberu, that dreams speak lies. So to speak, dreams are bad. So is it good or bad? What is a dream? The kashi is not a question. Kanei de malach, when an angel tells you the dream, then it's good. Kanei de shade, when it comes to the demons, when it comes to the shadim, then it's no good. Then the Gemara says, Amar Abizna bar Zavda, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Amar Rav Panda, Amar Rav Nochum. Rabizna said, bar Zavda said the name of Rabbi Akiva, said the name of Rav Panda, Amar Rav Nochum, who said it in the name of Rabbi Birim, Mishum Zakin Echad, in the name of an old rabbi. He said the name of an old rabbi, and the Gemara says, Umanu, who's this old rabbi? Rabbi Beno. Rabbi Beno. So everybody said this statement in the name of Rabbi Beno. What did he say? There are 24 dream interpreters in Yerushalayim.
Each one was solving.
One minute, one minute. one day I had a dream. I went to each one for an interpretation. I went to 24 dream interpreters. He said, what this one interpreted, not this one interpreted. Basically, he had 24 different interpretations of his dream. And the Gemara says, V'kulam niskaimubi. All interpretations came true. All 24 interpretations of the dream came true. L'kayim ha-shenemar. To fulfill what it says in the Pasuk, all the dreams go after the mouth. Meaning the way you interpret the dream, that's the way the dreams go. So he had 24 interpreting the dream, so all 24 interpretations came true. Well, this is the Gemara of dreams. So the Gemara says, you tell me that this, that all the dreams go after the mouth, it says, it's a pasuk, it's not a pasuk. Sigmar says, is it a pasuk? Sigmar says, in, yes, it's a pasuk. We learn now from a pasuk that dreams go by the way you interpret it. Where do we see it in the pasuk? Rabbi Lazar said, how do we know that all dreams go based on the interpretation of the dream? It says in the pasuk, with Yosef and the baker and the butler, when the butler finally came to Pare, when Pare had a dream, and he said, the way Yosef interpreted the dream, that's the way it became. So the implication of the pasuk is, because he interpreted the dream the way he did, Cain Hoya, that's what happened. Amirava, but Rava says, that's only though if you interpret it connected to the dream. Not time you make up a Baba Maisa, it has nothing to do with the dream. If you interpret the dream similar to the way the dream is, then it's fine. Shenema, because it says in the Pasuk, Ish Kachaleme Pasad, each person, each in accordance of his dream, based on the dream, that's the way he interpreted it. So you see that the dream only follows the interpretation of the dream when it's based on the dream. Then the Gemara says, "Vayarsar ha'efim." This is going back now that the Gemara brought down Yosef, the baker and the butler's dream. So the Gemara is discussing that concept now. And the Gemara says, what happened? The butler had a dream, the baker had a dream. Then Yosef comes to them in the morning, they're upset. So Yosef says to them, what's wrong? They said, we had a dream, we can't interpret it. So Yosef says, I could interpret it. So the butler went first. He believed Yosef. So Yosef, the butler told him the dream, and Yosef interpreted the dream that in 3 days, he's going to get his job back. So then the pasuk says, Vayar sar ha'efim, the baker saw that he interpreted the butler's dream well. How did he know it was a good interpretation? So the Gemara says, Amr, Rabbi Lazar said, Melamed, this teaches us, Shekol Echad Ve'echad Hadayel Chalemei, that each one was shown his dream, Upisin Chalemei Shechaveri, and the interpretation of his friend's dream. That means when the butler and the baker dreamt, but the butler dreamt his dream and the baker's interpretation of the dream. And the baker dreamt his dream plus the butler's interpretation. So when Yosef interpreted the butler's dream, the baker saw he's right, because I saw in my dream his interpretation. And Rashi Grada brings this down on Chumash, by the way, this Gemara. Rashi brings down that each one dreamt their own dream plus the interpretation of the friend. Then it says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan said, Hishkim, if somebody gets up in the morning, and the pasuk comes into his mouth from nowhere, like it's like a small prophecy. In fact, they have this interesting thing. You have from the famous Med Gemara with Haman. Haman met three kids in the street, and he said, "Psukli psukecha, what did you learn today in school?" Gemara says, Haman met three kids in the street after he made the decree against the Jews. So he said, what did you learn? So one kid said, Al tira mi pachat pisa mi shes Hashem kisavei, not to be afraid. Then Utsu Eitzav Asufor, Dabu Dover Liyokum, let him make all the Eitzav, it's not going to last because Hashem is with us. And the third one said, Zigzani Hu. And when Haman saw that, he felt, he realized he had a downfall. Well, you have the same thing when they're in the Gemara in Gittin, when they were destroying the second base of Migdash. And the emperor sent the general, Nirin Kesar, and he said, he met a kid, and he said, tell me, what did you learn today in school? And the kid said, I learned the pasuk that says Hashem's going to take, punish the Jews, and then take revenge from the one that did it. So you see that when kids, or as he said, the Gemara says over here, if you wake up in the morning and a pasuk falls into your mouth, that's a form of a prophecy. It shows, so to speak, how your day is going to go. Or these people, mamish, these goyim, it's interesting, Haman was a goy, Nirin Kesar was a goy. These people saw that there was a prophecy in the psukim that people said. V'amir Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan said, Shleisha chaleim is miskaim. Three types of dreams are always fulfilled. Number one, chaleim shel shacharis, a dream in the morning just before you wake up. Chaleim shel cholam bechaveirei, a dream that a friend dreamt about you. V'chaleim shel nifter betei chaleim, and in a dream which is interpreted in the dream. That means when you dream, you have the interpretation in the dream. V'yashem, and some people say, av chaleim shel nishna, a dream that was repeated. If you dream the same thing, twice at least, right, so then it happens. Shenamar, because it says in the pasuk, v'alishon es chaleim, this the party dreamt the dream twice, is because Hashem is making it happen. Yeah, but it's taka happening. It's taka, it's more of a thing that's happened taka quicker. Amr b'shmo b'nachmeni, Amr b'yenis. B'shmo b'nachmeni said, name of b'yenis. A madin leila adam ela mihiruru leif. A person is shown in the dream only things to think about. Shenamav, like it says in the Pasuk in Daniel, Ant Malka, you are a king. Re'enesecha mishkavcha siluku. And your thoughts came while you were on the bed. This is when Daniel's telling Nebuchadnezzar about his dream. Because Nebuchadnezzar forgot the dream, and Daniel told him the dream. So he told him, basically, this is what you thought about. V'boi sema, another answer, mehocha. So where do we see that you get dreams of what you think about? Because it says, v're'ayeni levaveich, that what occupies your heart, tinda, you will know. Amar Rava said, Teid, I'll prove it to you. Because a person in a dream can never dream certain things. What are they? A person will never dream a palm tree made out of gold, a date tree made out of gold. And there's a very famous Gemara. And you can never dream an elephant going through the eye of a needle. You know, that you put the thread through. You can never dream an elephant going through. In Siddhis, it brings down that you could dream Pila Bekuva de Machta. And the Rebbe has a small comment somewhere in the Sicha, just in like three words. The Gemara says you can't. But the Rebbe explains what it means is if you think about that during the day, even that you could dream about. You know, Siddhis wants to show the way a dream is mamish opposite extremes. Things that mamish don't make any sense. So it says, and now an example is a person could dream pilu b'kuva de machta, an elephant through the eye of a needle. So there's a question right away. Obviously, it says no. The Gemara here says he can't. So Gemara says because a normal person doesn't think about that during the day, but if a person thinks about it during the day, so then he could think about it. I told you there's a famous story. A guy came to shul once. And he was very upset in the morning, very very upset. So somebody went up to him, "What's wrong, Yankel?" He says, "A terrible dream." I can't even talk about it. So he said, no, tell me the dream. Anyway, he finally gave in. He said he dreamt, kaviyachol, that Hashem died. He dreamt Hashem died, a terrible dream. So the guy says to him, Yankel, you probably thought about it during the day. So that's what you... He said, I didn't think about God for years already. I couldn't dream... But it says that a person that is able to dream even that of what a person, if you think about that, even that extreme you could do. Then the Gemara says, Amalik Ketapanum Vov. Amalei Kesa the Bishua Rav Chanina. The Roman Caesar, the Roman Emperor, said to the Bishua, the son of Rav Chananya. He brings down the bottom over here that the Roman Emperor used to talk to the Bishua Rav Chananya a lot. And he said, Amrisa de Chachmisa Tuva. He said to him, they say that you Jews are smart. He said, Emali Machazine Bechamoy. The Jews are talking very smart. The Emperor said to the Yeshua, he said, you know, you guys say the Jews, people say the Jews are smart. Tell me what I'm going to dream about tonight. I want you to tell me what I'm going to dream about tonight. Amale, so he said to him the following. In your dream, that you'll dream that the Persians, they were fighting them with the Romans. He said, you dream that the Persians are going to press you into the service of their king, and they're going to seize you, and they're going to force you to pasture unclean animals, pigs, with a staff of gold. You know, he told them that you're going to dream that they're going to capture you and they're going to make you do work with pigs. The Roman emperor, if it stays to this. See, Rabbi Yeshua said that's what you're going to dream about during at night. So the Gemara says, here Kula Yom, so the Caesar thought about it the whole day. Lord Techaza, at night he taka dreamt it. Rabbi Yeshua was smart. He knew if you tell him something crazy, he's going to worry about it the whole day. So he's going to dream about it at night. You see the chokhmah of the Jews. It's not finished yet. Amale Shvur Malka Lishmul. King Shvur Malka was a Persian king. Once said to Shmul, Amrisa da chachmisa tuva. The people say you're very smart. The Jews are smart. Amale machazina b'chalmoy. What am I going to see in my dream tonight? Amale, so he said to him, Chazisa da asudai moy. You're going to see that the Romans, he was a Persian king. So he said, you're going to see that the Romans are going to come. The Shavuloch, and they're going to take you captive. V'tochneboch k'shaisa b'richai d'dava. And they're going to make you grind dates in a golden mill. Again, they told he was the king of Persia. He said, the Romans are going to capture you. The Romans, he said, the Persians are going to capture you. What happened? Here the Kur Yema, he dreamt about it a whole day. Well, the Urta night, Chazi saw it in his dream. So Shmuel again realized, if you talk about that guy, something crazy, he'll dream about it. Then the Gemara says, we'll just start this Gemara. Bar Hadya, there was a guy Bar Hadya, Mefashe Chalmavi, he was a dream interpreter. That's what he did for a living. He said, Mandu Yavle Agra, whoever paid him for his services, Mefashe Leila Malyusa, he interpreted the guy's dream for good. The Lo Yavle Agra, if you didn't pay him for the services, Mefashe Leila Gerusa, he always interpreted for the bad. That's what he did. So the Gemara says, Abai v'rova chaza chalma, Abai and Rava saw a dream, and they went to this Hadra guy, Bar Hadya. Abai yoyev le'izuza, Abai paid him, v'rova lo yoyev le'agra, and Rava didn't pay him. Abai paid him, and Rava didn't. So Rava, what happened? Amalei said to them, Ikrein b'chalma in our dream, both of them saw the same dream. It's interesting. They had the same exact dream. They went to an interpreter. One paid and one didn't. Okay, so what happened? They said, what did we see in the dream? Sharchva tavuach le'necha. That your axe will be slaughtered before your eyes. And you're not going to eat from it. That was in the Teichacha. L'rava amalei. So Rava who didn't pay him. So the interpreter said to him, Pasid iskach, your business will fail. Le'hanelach le'mechom utzad delibach. On your account of your heart sorrow, you're not even going to want to eat. In other words, your axe will be slaughtered, meaning your business will go bad, and you won't want to eat. Your business will profit, and you won't be interested in eating, because of your great joy. He interpreted one for good, the same exact dream. One he gave good, one he gave bad. Why? Because this one paid him and this one didn't. Okay, let's see how we close this up now.
Not the right. And I'm sure that the psychologist can be this complete.